You've said before that you had quite a difficult time when you were a kid because you were the black kid who was into indie music.
Yeah, yeah. I was so surprised that was such an issue at the time. I was like, for God's sake, I don't think it would be now so much. But and also, I went to Holland Park, which was very like, you know, wow, it's like loads of rich people send their kids there to be like, yeah, we're cool, we send our kid to Holland Park, and it's like, you know, that's, you know, fusion of loads of different worlds and languages. And it just wasn't like that. It was like big bullying ground. I was like, I thought I could wear my Dr. Martens, no. And so, yeah, that was always quite annoying. But then I went to loads of different schools after and realised it was everywhere, really. It was just, it wasn't really that I was an indie kid. It was just that, I don't know, I just didn't really look how they thought a mixed race girl would look. But then I didn't really know what a mixed race girl was meant to look like. And then I realised, I was like, I don't want to wear leggings and gel my hair. And also I just always really, 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 really was into that kind of music because I had quite a few American friends, I think, and that music was huge then. Here it was sort of R&B, there it was like Nirvana and Hole. So I just didn't really care. I did leave the school though, so I probably cared a bit.
You left as a result of that?
Yeah, I left because it was just like, oh, this is horrible. But then went to loads of different schools and didn't really like anywhere, and then realised I should have just stayed because my cousin and all my friends that sort of stuck it out became really strong, and I just fleeted, which was actually a lot more difficult than just getting through bullying. I think, you know, bullying is so many different levels of it. I didn't have it that badly, but so I probably should have just been a bit tougher and just got on with my shit. Instead, I flitted to about 7 different schools.
What kind of stuff was going on?
The bullying? Oh, it wasn't that bad. It was just like, it was just really annoying. Like, it was just more embarrassing. It's like, please don't say that I'm a goth in front of that boy because I fancy him. And it was just quite weird. You just realised how much you stood out because you had rips in your jeans or whatever and no one else did. But there was like 7 of us, so we thought we were like, yeah, fight them off together. But then I was like, I can't bother to fight. So then I went to this other school, which was just a bit, oh, it was the school where the headmaster got stabbed, St. George's. So I was like, okay, I don't want to be here anymore. And then I went to some like posh school in Clapham, and then I went to some sort of school near my house in Lavender Grove. I just went to so many different schools, and then luckily I got Popwell because it was like, this is getting ridiculous. So I was doing my GCSEs, really having a crap time, and then got Popwell. And I was like, after GCSE, she's like, what do you want to do? Do you want to be a TV presenter? Do you want to go to school? I was like, any more stupid questions? I was like, I want to do that TV thing. So yeah, Popwell saved my life, really. It did, definitely.
You're one of very few black women regularly on British television.
Yeah, I guess so. That's so weird. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but, you know, June was first, so she kind of has that title, I suppose.
Do you want to move away from Hangover TV?
I really want to obviously do later night stuff, but not like late night, but, you know, obviously more prime time, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. If I could do T4 forever, I would, to be fair, because it's so much fun, and it just feels like home, actually. Yeah. It does feel like home. So it's and also it's not amazingly taxing. It doesn't take 7 days to film. You know, it's a couple of days. So I do have the time to do other stuff and then come back, which is such a luxury, which you really don't have much of in telly. I've realised there's not many shows that have the longevity of T4. So it's been amazing to be employed for 8 years. Actually, that's been great. And I think me and Steve will always do other stuff. But, you know, we're talking about doing stuff together that's not T4 because we love working together. So we are going to start. We're going to have to drag ourselves out of Groucho's and try and have a proper meeting with each other and actually talk about show ideas. Because if anything, whatever happens with T4, me and Steve will definitely work together again because it's just so easy and fun.
Now, you brought up Groucho's.
Yeah, probably should have done that. It's, Groucho's. Well, the thing is, me and a couple of my very close friends were basically brought up in Groucho's, just in a sense that our parents were always having dinners there, our parents were always having parties there, and it, you know, that's where we go to get the keys off our parents and whatever. And it's just a really home environment. I know all the staff, and also it's just really nice to go somewhere where you can just be cozy in an armchair and just chill. I mean, obviously sometimes it's a bit intense when there's a million photographers outside. That doesn't feel so relaxed. But while you're in there, it's just a bubble. It's all calm.
But again, saying something like, we were brought up in Groucho's can make people hate you.
Yeah, but the thing is that we weren't brought up in a like, yeah, crazy party way. It was just like our parents' local. I guess that sounds terrible as that. But I never had any money. I never know how my mum afforded to drink Groucho's all the time. I think she just like had some tabs that she never paid or something. But I don't know, there was this restaurant called 192 in Portobello Road. Well, yeah, I used to work there and my mum went there like all the time. But we didn't have any money. I think she just, you know, some of her friends were very wealthy, some weren't. But then some nights we would eat at the Caff. So I think I always had a really nice balance. Oh, but sometimes it was a bit disconcerting. I'd be like, can we go to Groucho's tonight? What's this gaff place? But then, you know, it was just, especially with Notting Hill and Ladbroke Grove, that area is very like that. So it sort of was the perfect background to the kind of upbringing I had, which is sort of very, the extremes of a lot of money and no money. Because sometimes, and then my mum got this TV show and we had all this money and then we didn't get a second series and we didn't. And I was like, whoa. So it was all very sort of up, down, which was really, I think, quite a good way to be brought up because it made me sort of experience loads of different things quite quickly.
And you have got a reputation now, though, for being a bit of a party girl.
Yeah, I hate that as well. Yeah, well, I mean, I think maybe me and, you know, certain friends go out and know more than anyone else. You just have loads of cameras following you. I mean, I don't really have that have cameras following me, which is... very nice, but when I'm with certain people, we do. And if you go to the pub with your mate and there's 1,000 cameras outside, everything is going to look a lot worse and more blown up. But yeah, I do go to parties. I'm only 24, and they've been saying that since I was 19. And to be fair, if you're 19 and you've got a big full-time job, you want to hang out with your friends as well. It's just people go so I don't mind that people say that, because if I minded, then the next time I went to a party, I'd be totally paranoid sitting around like, shit, I shouldn't really be here. So I don't really mind. It's fine. As long as I don't become one of those girls falling out of really horrible clubs with like terrible dresses on. As long as I'm dressed scruffy, then it's fine. It's nonchalant. It's cool.